Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Trisha, good news. The housewares barge stopped by this morning and we finally have a laser saw.
Oh my God, sir, you have like 7 of these.
That is wrong.
No, it's not, sir. There's one right here on the console.
Well, I'll be charming. This is still warm from recent use. What have you been doing with this? And where's Craig?
He said he was feeling reprogrammed and he went to lie down.
Suspicious, but not enough to deal with right now. Here comes the transmission.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. 3 years and 7 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, and the Town of Hog's Face in the land of Foon. And if you've never listened before, that's everything you need to know. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, bud, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Bing bong. Good, buddy.
Yep.
Still best friends. Still best friends.
Yeah, me, I'm going to do the worm.
Whoa.
That's where I lay down and self-reproduce.
Yep.
What are some dance moves on Earth? What are some popular, like, Arnie? Like, when Arnie comes to a party, what are people like, here we go.
Oh.
Here's what Arnie's going to bust out.
Basically, it's sort of dancing to everything as if you're listening to Taking Care of Business. Just kind of like nodding your head.
Maybe
not stomping is too strong a word. Just kind of like tapping one foot.
Okay.
And then maybe kind of like sort of like moving.
Like you're knocking on a door, pounding on a door?
Like you're sort of like lightly.
Okay,
like,
let me try it out. So I'm nodding my head, mm-hmm. tapping my foot, and I'm pounding on a door.
Yeah.
That feels pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like it would get older, but...
I found that it works for every song ever. Yeah. Oh, and I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the Northeast... as Gaswanius Maestar, and there may be other secret names, which I have sworn I will not utter a word about any longer, for fear of causing great calamity and destruction, because if you say one of these names aloud, surely it would bring some terrible curse upon your life and your house and your family, but I won't talk about it.
No. I've never seen you wear the champion of Great Hall Tarakas medal before. It's like pinned to his cloak. You see that?
I'm trying to show off a little bit today.
Oh, no, really? It looks good. You wear it well.
Why? Oh, thank you.
Why are you trying to show off?
Because of our guest. I want to make...
That's right.
To put my best foot forward. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
For have another wizard on. Well, speaking of... so sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
But, no, go ahead. No good. My best buddy.
You're my best buddy.
It's okay. Anything you do... I'm not going to judge.
Oh, wait, what?
Anything you do, I'm not going to judge. I'm going to support. If you want to interrupt me, you are making that choice for yourself.
You know how that makes me feel? You know how that makes me feel?
Yep, take care of business. Take care of business. Yep, good.
I forgot to mention, I have to duck out a little early.
Why do you have to leave early?
Tisidor and I are
We're going to
make out point. This is a big step.
Oh, so he might die. He could die.
One of us could die.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck.
You got like kind of the corners of your mouth turned upward when you said he might die. Was that
why don't you say something nice to Chunt?
You're a good friend.
I'm
totally.
Wait, does that still mean what it used to
mean? No, now it's all positive.
Okay.
Now it is not passive aggressive.
Sincerity
at all.
Rules. Yeah. Let's be
it's
sincere.
It's just passive. You're a good friend.
A la Spider-Man.
Yes, a la Spider-Man.
All right. Can we both just shake hands now? Shake hands.
Yeah.
We'll hand him off. That works too.
All right.
That's
we're taking
fine.
Care of business.
Have a seat here. I'm going to go get the meatloaf. Dinner's already.
Oh, meatloaf.
But I'm sorry, you were going to interrupt me, and I'm sorry that I interrupted your interruption.
That's fine. I'm sorry that sometimes the middle of your sentence is the beginning of mine.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah. What were you going
to
say?
I have to duck out early because I would do anything for love.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm there.
Did you hear the word I used?
What's that?
Did you hear the word I used?
Anything?
No.
Later in the sentence. Meatloaf and green beans.
Thank
everyone
you.
Just eat your dinner and be nice.
Okay, yeah. Everybody, we don't need to talk about everything.
We don't have to talk about everything.
We don't have to talk about the things. Like, it's okay. It's okay. We don't need to talk about everything. Hey, here's something while we're eating our meatloaf that I want to talk about. I took the written portion of my citizenship test this week.
Oh, what? How did that go, Arnold?
You know,
ask
I have,
him how it went.
How did it go, Arnie?
I haven't gotten my test results yet, but I should be notified.
You've got your test results? I'm sure.
I'm sure they're
healthy.
Positive?
I think you went passing, not positive.
Oh, passing.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Was that on that test? Hey, look, I don't have to get a perfect score to pass it. But hopefully I get passing, you know, then I can be a citizen, a Foon.
That's great. Oh,
well, that's not all of it. You did the written portion. You still have to be sponsored by a wizard and go through the trial.
Yeah, but Usador, you can sponsor me.
No. We clearly spoke of this before. I know you too well.
Wait, you
it would be
you
unfair
can't?
For me to sponsor
oh,
you.
Oh, shit. Was that question on the test? Okay, sorry.
I could talk to Tisidor and see if he'd want to sponsor you.
No.
We all love Tisidor.
We all love Tisidor.
Not a wizard.
We're not sure he's a wizard or real.
He's definitely not a
he's
wizard.
Real. He's
then
something.
What are all those bees around him about?
I don't know.
Oh, they're about his junk.
Why don't we enjoy our meatloaf?
Yeah, let's not talk about things. But anyway, I'm excited and I'm being optimistic about the test. And, you know, maybe our guest today can help me with the wizard part.
Well, good for you. I'm very proud of you. I'm going to go put a gold star right on the bar.
Ooh.
Mm.
See? Gold star.
Oh, great.
I drew it on there with my wand. If you keep doing a good job,
thanks.
You'll get a snack.
Thanks, Usador. Mm. I'm really enjoying this positive
reinforcement.
Yeah,
I'm really enjoying this meatloaf, which makes me wonder, whatever happened to Saturday night? Remember when there used to be meatloaf every Saturday night?
Mm.
All I'm asking is if you remember, it's a simple yes or no question.
Yes, I saw a Rocky Horror Picture Show and trying to have a more nuanced memory of it. Chunt, you're a good friend.
You're a best friend.
You're a best friend. Hey, should we?
Please.
Should we talk to our guest?
Yeah.
Yes.
Another wizard.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Holy crap.
It's been way too long. I'm excited to check back in with Jamilis the Moth.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on, man?
Hey.
Not much. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just kind of come up here. I've been busy, man. I've been real busy, you know. I've been doing a lot of things, you know, trying to work it real hard down south. You know, I even picked up a few extra names down
oh,
there. You
that's
know what I mean?
Right.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Give me, yes.
Yeah, you know, because you know me, I'm Jamilis the Moth, you know. I go by my birth name, Jamilis Washington, you know, bringer of feast and famine, mm-hmm. you know, master of the great plantation, shadow of the triangle trade winds, you know, the dwarfs know me as that dude. You know, the elves always know me as always holding. But you know, the vampires now, they call me my queen to be. But you know,
oh wow,
down south.
Well, I think it's because your soul just
yeah, came and it just comes yeah. out. You know, it comes out. You know, but down south, they always know me as boy. So, you know,
something.
Sometimes you can change your stripes, but they always look at the same way.
Yeah,
you know?
Sometimes some things you can't shake.
I know,
it's unfortunate.
Know. Yeah, it's
you know,
hard.
It, this is sound maybe a little weird. Could we test it out? We actually have a half dwarf that works in the tavern and has not been murdered. And I'd love to see the dwarf come up and sort of greet you as the dwarves do.
Oh. Well, that'd be cool as hell, man.
Blemish! Blemish, come here.
Yes, Blemish returns.
Hey, Blemish, have you ever met Jamilis the Moth?
What's up with you?
Yeah, that's me. That's me, man. I'm that dude.
Yikes.
What up, man? How you doing?
Guys, we gotta work better at remembering this stuff so that the memory gremlin can suck those memories out and the blemish can appropriately respond.
That dude.
Yeah, that's close enough. Oh, it's more like a dat dude. You know what I mean? It's like dat, you know, like who's
that dude?
Yeah, there you go.
Who is that dude?
Man, drawers be tripping, man. Drawers are great. I love some drawers, man.
This has been fun.
Yeah, you know, but I'm actually getting to see my badger still alive over there, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, last time I was here, man, you were like half dead. It was crazy.
Wasn't good. Yeah, I think I had a sick arm.
Yeah, your arm fell off right in the middle of talking to you, man. But, you know.
And I still have a caterpillar that when my arm went back to normal, there was a caterpillar on the stick. So that still crawls
inside
me.
There's still a caterpillar inside you.
I didn't mention that to you?
Yeah, it could have crawled up to your brain and make you do crazy things.
Oh, maybe that explains a few episodes.
No, I think everything's fine.
Everything's great.
Everything's good. Jamelis, anything you noticed new about the tavern or about
Yeah, space? Man, it was a little weird coming here, man. You know, it's weird because there's a lot of weird things walking around. You know what I mean? Like a lot of, you know, I don't want to say it, but you know, some people that don't belong here. You know what I mean? It's hard to say that a little bit. You know, some.
I don't want to say the wrong people that don't belong.
Oh, no, I would say probably, you know, some minions of the Dark Lord.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
I'm just saying, you know, it's kind of weird.
Evil.
Yeah, evil people walking around here, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, it's hard. We've come to a truce. I don't know if you've heard. But we and the Dark Lord have come to an understanding. We have dominion here over Hogsface while we work together to defeat the Void. And then when he least expects it, I shall turn on him. And I shall take the blade of Vizcohalan, and I shall stab him through his heart.
Yeah, I'd be careful with that, man.
Well, why do you say that?
I'm just saying, you know, sometimes people show up with, like, good ideas. They're like, hey, you know, it's real cool, you know, go on this trip with me. And then all of a sudden, like, bam, like, you're a badger slave. You know what I mean?
Oh, I suppose that's true. But you said you've been fighting the forces of evil in the south.
Yeah, I've been down there trying real hard, man. You know, luckily enough, you know, I know you know this, but the badgers, we gave them the ability to fight. It was kind of cool. You know, they got their freedom, able to fight the Dark Lord. So.
Yes.
So they're just running around, going crazy. They're really turning the tide down there.
No, good.
It's real fun.
That's right. While we were in prison in Hogsface, you know, different parts of Foon were fighting back against the Dark Lord. It sounds like you were doing a great job in the south.
It's kind of crazy because I don't think they realize it was more, you know, more of us and badgers than they're all actually Dark Lord minions.
Yeah.
So they didn't really think that through when they started to do that. So, I mean, it was crazy. It was like we just rose up and it's like took over. So we kind of pushed him back a little bit. You know, it's hard, though. It's hard, though. He's kind of backed off a little bit. And I know why. You know, maybe it's because of
the tenuous peace we've formed here. Perhaps he's waiting to gather his forces for another forward assault. We must be prepared for anything. I must ruminate on this for some time.
You sort of think he needs to ruminate on this.
It happens, man. You know, sometimes, you know, we'll be like down a little bit. You know, sometimes earlier in my career, you know, we'd be like, are we going to win this? Are we going to beat these other creatures? And then he would go into the wizard state, you know, and he'd come out with the best plan, you know. He'd just, like, show
really?
Up. He just, you know, we all gather around him, you huddle around him, he put it on the board.
Did someone say wizard state?
No.
Jamelis, it's Tussidor.
Hey, what's up, Tussidor, man? What's up, man?
Good to see you, Arnie.
Hey, bud. Arnie. Hey.
Seems a little forced.
What's that? No.
Extra chunky jiff.
Extra chunky jiff. Sorry to interrupt. I'm just here to grab my little badgie.
All right. Well, I got to head out, but Jamelis, always wonderful to see you.
Oh, it's great. And Tussidor, you know, if you want to get another shipment, just let me know, man.
Oh, that would be outstanding.
Cool,
Thank you.
Another
I appreciate
shipment.
It. Yeah, don't fucking worry about it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm always holding, man.
Oh, okay.
All right. Later, Gators.
Bye, John. Bye, Tussidor. You two have a great time.
Extra creamy Peter Pan.
Anyway, while Usador is still in the wizard state, Jamelis, I have two really important sort of questions for you.
Yeah, what's up?
One, isn't Tussidor the worst?
I mean, he's all right. He's all right. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got people that, you know, you don't, I don't know about tolerate, but, you know, they get it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but I can see why you might have some issues with him, man. He's not everybody's cup of tea, you know what I mean?
The other thing, isn't Usador the worst?
No, Usador's great, man. Usador's great.
I know, but you know what?
That's the boy right there, man.
From everything I've seen, Jamil, you've been in the South fighting off the Dark Lord, doing a better job in a corner of Foon, better than anybody else is doing.
Yeah.
And you come and talk about that, and Usador's like, great job. Let me ruminate on what I can do to, like, fix it from here.
Well, it's a weird thing, you know. You always have this, like I said, he's William Jackson, you know, Phileas Jackson. You know, that Jacksonian kind of leadership, it comes from a place of being able to understand, you know, like, when to step in, when to not step in. Now, sometimes he just stands on the side and just watch us do things, you know what I mean? And we just took care of business. And then, like, in the end, he's the one, like, taking all the credit for it. And I think that's a good way to kind of, like, build up your confidence, build up your, you know, your wizardry. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to really find your ability to really, like, know who's in charge when. Yeah. So when it's your turn to come up and get in charge, you're able to lead other wizards into the game.
Yeah. Well, Jamilus, I'm here just to listen and to occasionally ask borderline inappropriate questions.
Oh, no, it's cool.
So what I want to know is, like, what can we learn about the success you've had against the Dark Lord in the South?
Well, I mean, here's what it is. You know, it's all about the idea of not only believing in yourself, but believing in the strength of others, because all you have is your friends to rely on. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, when you're in the South, all you have is the comfort of another human, you know? Because sometimes, you know,
the Southern comfort,
you know? But I don't know if you know this, but, you know, we had agents of the Dark Lord before anybody else. You know, that was actually why I appeared in the South, because the Dark Lord had already started to manifest there and bring about his evil.
Yeah.
So when we were there, you know, you turn every corner, you don't know who's on your side, who's not on your side. You know, sometimes people pretending to really enjoy you, but in the end, they're really, you know, hating you behind your back.
Yeah.
And then you have the extra added thing of all the stuff the Dark Lord is doing. You know, they hate everybody that looks like us.
Yeah,
you
get it, because I pretend to like Tussidor, but really,
You hate him, right? Yeah. And what's worse, if you hate him to his face, or you hate him behind his back?
Well, it's worse to hate him to his face, because then we have to talk about it.
Well, okay, I get what you're saying, but I personally think it's hating him to his back. You know what I mean?
Smuckers!
Whoa.
What's going on? I'm sorry I interrupted.
Oh, no, it's okay. We're just talking about the idea of, like, you know, how the South, we had to really work hard because we were the first place really infiltrated by the Dark Lord.
Oh, yes.
So we really started to, you know, work on this whole plan of really, like, you know, putting our hands down at first.
Okay.
And then let people know what we're really doing. And then all of a sudden, you realize that, like, we're not showing up places. We're not buying stuff. You know, we're not riding in the transportation vehicles that other people have.
Uh-huh.
No, we're not getting on carts. We're not taking, we're not traveling from place to place.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, people are like, what's up with that? And they're like, well, look, and then all of a sudden, they just realize that they can cast a spell on them. They realize that they're able to believe in themselves and hurt that Dark Lord.
That's right.
Yeah.
Usador, we got to get to a place where we're going, what?
Yes, I think we shall now. I had a vision in my dream. My arm is the key.
Your arm?
Your arm is the key.
Yes, my arm is the key.
Your obsidian arm?
That's right.
Like a literal key?
Maybe, yeah.
So we just gotta find a door for you to fist, and we're...
Oh, I wouldn't put it like that.
So if your arm's obsidian, that means it's like a black arm, right?
Yes, look at about what happened to my arm.
Yeah.
It's hard, too.
Yeah.
Touch it.
Oh, man, that's nice, man.
It's cool.
That's nice.
It's cool.
Yeah, that's real cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, I think that might be right, you know, because, you know, black is always the way to go, you know. Some people say, you know, if you're a gambling man, you got to always put your money down on black.
Wow, yeah.
Do they have different colors in gambling on your world?
Yes. Yeah, we have red and black.
Yes, we have red and black and yellow.
Yep.
Oh, what happens if you bet on yellow?
They take your money.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's one yellow spot. You shouldn't ever put your money there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're brand new and you walk up to the table, you're like, well, I'll do that one. It's the best one. And it's they just go, nope, mine now.
They go, nope, that's yellow. Let it mellow.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they say. That's
the exact expression.
How did you know that?
I'm just guessing.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, but your obsidian hand, are you worried that, like, it can, like, but your obsidian arm, are you worried that it could, like, shatter or crack?
I mean, I suppose it could.
No, black don't crack.
Oh, good. Well, there you go.
No.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a relief.
Yes.
Here.
So loud.
Yeah, seems fine.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. That's actually one of the other secrets that Darklore didn't really know, is that, you know, being the first black wizard, you know, I was able to gather all the other, you know, southern black folk.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this. This is actually a thing that even, I don't know if you really even know this 100%. Is that inside of every southern black person, there's a small little monocum of magic inside.
Really?
Yeah. And then when we all gather together, you know, it becomes another level of, like, whenever they open their mouths, lift up their voices, they're able to actually chant in a way that then creates an entire barrier of love and understanding.
Wow,
that starts to transform people.
That is beautiful. How wonderful.
Yeah,
it sort of sounds like the Care Bear stare.
Huh? What?
Huh?
It's just, it's an earth thing. It's a very powerful earth thing.
Now, and then, I don't know if you knew this, but, you know, the actual RDR is actually a celebration of that magic inside of people. So that's actually why we, you know, celebrate it down there. RDR, it's like the two week long celebration.
It's a whole
2 weeks of, like, you know, the magical floats.
Uh-huh.
You know, remember, you know, you can get all kinds of trinkets if you show your butthole. You know?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. That's why Chunt has all those trinkets.
Probably, yes. Almost certainly.
Excuse me, did someone say butthole? Is it time for the soup in the butthole?
Oh, no, I think I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Did you want some soup in your butt?
No, I'm okay. You know, I can produce soup at any moment. So,
oh,
you know,
wonderful.
That's right.
Yeah. Feast and famine.
All right, well.
And Fangy Yelly, are you tired or something?
I had to take a break. You know, I was just living in your memories for so long. You know, sometimes I have to remember this is my sabbatical, too. So. I just wanted to take a couple minutes, you know, go to the bathroom, read a magazine.
Okay.
You know.
You know what? You can take as much time as you need.
Can I say hi to Jamelius?
Yes, of course.
Hi, Jamelius.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, you, Hey, you want to maybe hang out after we're done talking?
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Arnold, what? I think that the memory gremlin has a little crush on Jamelius.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I can hear you. You're not under the table.
Okay, that's good.
I'm not. I said I would never get under the table again.
All right. Well, I'm going to go now. But hey, if you need that butthole soup, Campbell's Depot, let me know.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, Jim.
See you later. Hey, real cool. That memory game was real cool. Man.
Yeah, she seems cool.
She's real hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
No, we don't have a lot of memory gremlins down where I'm from, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people don't like to remember things, you know, like to just make choices and not have to remember all the things that come along with those choices.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes. You know, and every once in a while, we're just knocking down, like, all kinds of, like, you know, we also have, like, memory statues there some, but we've taken those all down.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the Dark Lord liked to throw up statues sometimes when he first got down there, and it was like, nope! Down.
Well, because it was a memory that was from many years before,
mm-hmm.
for a thing that nobody wanted to remember.
Nobody wants to remember it, you know?
Well, some people are just really invested in their daddy's memories.
It would be one thing if the memory had been made at the time of the memory,
yeah.
But the memory actually came like 100 years later.
I know.
That is bonkers.
Yeah, and I don't mind having a memory statue somewhere where you have the context, you know what I mean? To really understand, like, what is the memory about?
Sure.
What is the significance of this memory? What does it mean to us today, you know? But not in the middle of, like, a giant town square.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, unacceptable.
That's what I said. So I saw you guys have some meatloaf when I showed up.
I know. You know what? Can I say, Jamelis, that I remember you magically make some of the best food I've ever had in Foon. And that's not saying much, but it is really good.
Yeah.
You make something so we don't have to eat this terrible meatloaf that you
what?
Made?
Well, I want to make sure it's okay if I produce some food. You know,
I would never deny you an opportunity to share your gift.
Oh, okay. Take some batter, put it inside. What? Chirp! No. Get some good. Chirp! Flour, bread, flour, eggs. Bat, chirp! What is it? That chirp! Give me some hot fire. What? Chirp!
Hold up.
Whoa!
Oh, that's a new spell I've been working on.
This looks great. You can really smell the chirp in this. This is really good.
See, this is a whole new, you know, realm of spell casting I've been doing right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's not just freestyle. You know, I actually mix in some actual ingredients in there. You know, I have a whole chemistry to the things that's coming together. You know what I mean? They call it cooking music. Ooh. You know, it's like you straight out the kitchen. You know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of weird because, you know, some people think that it's about other stuff, but it's really about making food.
Yeah.
But they think it's like mixing up, like, you know, all kinds of potions and powders, but it's really about making food.
Oh, you know what I mean? Wonderful.
Yeah, but, you know, there are some people who will take it and abuse it for the wrong purposes.
Oh, like what?
I mean, they're making all kinds of stuff, man. They're making all kinds of things that mess with your head. You know, they're making all kinds of... We call them, you know, oceans. It's like potions, but knockoffs. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It's not quite a full potion.
Yeah.
They're cutting it with other stuff. You know what I mean? They're putting, like, weird chemicals into their real substances, you know? Like, you're not grabbing... You know, specifically like frogs' legs. No, you're getting like tadpoles. You know what I mean?
Unacceptable.
I know.
Yeah,
I know
both of those
mean.
Things are gross, but
and it's ridiculous. You know, or instead of actually like pulling out an actual like rabbit's foot, you just grounding up like fox hair.
Yeah. Ooh. No, I don't want to eat any of those things.
I do like fox face.
People underappreciated. Fox face is
remember
good.
When we served
oh, hey
you?
Guys. Hey, did anyone thing? Order any calamari?
Calamari.
I just made some. It's my specialty.
This is just a plate of buttholes.
I ordered.
This is just a plate of buttholes.
Oh, but it said calamari on the package.
I ordered the calamari because
I love seafood.
Yes, you
know?
Yes.
I didn't know that was your specialty. You know, yeah, I love a girl because of seafood, man. Yeah. You
know. Okay, I'm just gonna leave this here. Okay, bye.
She really likes you.
Hey, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, make it all weird or anything, but you know, she. She's pretty hot.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, just to warn you, she really has to stay here in the tavern and help us cover up a murder. I don't want to, like, get between anything that's going on.
It's hey,
just...
man, sometimes you do things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to make hard choices. You know, it's either you or them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but we couldn't deny sweet Fangy Yelly the love that she so desperately deserves. Can we? Huh? Can we?
I mean, I guess not, but I mean, I feel like we've got to get at least a little more blemish into this before we wrap up this storyline.
Oh, fine.
Well, you know what? Let's take a break. Let's eat some of this delicious food,
yeah.
and let's come back and let's see if maybe Chun. Think Chun's gonna come back?
Oh, I know. I think he's busy tonight, Arnold.
Like all night? Like his date?
Now look, Arnold, Jamilus, help me out
here.
Sometimes our friends meet someone that they care about.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that they care about us less.
Mm. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's enough room in your heart to love more than one person.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And maybe this is just a situation where, you know, Tussidor is claiming some of that heart space, but it doesn't mean there's not room for you.
And if you feel a little sad, you can always eat your feelings.
Yeah.
This food.
Oh, this fried
chicken.
I'm going
to eat a lot of this food. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be right back. So, Jamilus, thank you. This food is delicious.
Hey, I do what I can do, man.
Can I ask you, so now while you're here visiting us in Hogsface, are you worried about the South without you?
No, I mean, I think that the people that work with, you know, we all work together, we're a team, you know, we're a unit, you know, we always work together, you know, it's by the, you know, by the grace of Foon that we're able to work together, we're always working hard, working as a unit, you know, I have to always give it up to our game planning, you know, we always plan ahead of time, we stick to the game plan, we follow it, we get it there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to give it up to the fact that, you know, we hopefully by the end of the season, we're going to be able to push Dark Lord back.
Yeah, whatever you're doing, it's working.
Yeah. You know, but I want to get real with you right now. That's kind of the stuff I just give to the, you know, to the different town criers, you know, to the people that are trying to write down stuff. But I'm a little worried, man.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried.
Oh, you're a little worried. Oh.
You just have to focus on the fundamentals.
Yeah.
Always the fundamentals.
It's
always going to come back to that. You've got to have a freeze spell. You got to have a fire spell. Mm-hmm. You got to have a healing potion. You got those three. That's your triangle. Mm-hmm. You take care of that. You're good for all the other stuff is wonderful. If you can pull it off, it's great. But it's all just for show. You know, it's just like the fundamentals.
But
see what I'm talking about right there? That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about.
No, but I appreciate...
That's Jacksonius right there, man.
I appreciate your...
He comes through right there, man. He's
yeah, but Jamilis,
what do you think of this stuff, man? No, it's insane.
It's good.
But Jamilis, you said that the honest truth is that you're a little worried.
I was. But then you know what? You got Phil. He just shows up.
Look, I believe in the power of positive thinking, but like, if there's something you're worried about, should we be focusing on the things that we're worried about?
Here's another reason not to worry. Good always triumphs over evil.
I don't know that that's true.
Yes,
I don't know that that's
absolutely 100% true.
That is, it hasn't been true for the run of this podcast so far.
Well, it's not over
like
yet.
We've just generally been positive that things are going to go well, and things have kind of just generally gone bad.
I'm not saying that things are always good, but I'm saying in the long run, good always triumphs over evil.
That's true. That's true, man.
In the great course of the universe, over the many centuries that I will live, I will see a general progression towards a better and better world. Now, in your brief, pathetic life, you may not see that. You may only see one. My life is like a mountain expanse, and I can see the whole thing. Your life is like a window that got buried under some dirt that you can kind of see a little bit of the landscape through. Does that make sense?
I hate to say this to two wizards, but that's kind of an entitled attitude for you guys.
Whoa, just because you're wizards
that live for centuries, you're like, well, look, it's bad right now, but we're going to be okay. We live for centuries. What about us people that only live for, like, you know, almost a century, like me? Taking into consideration my health, I will probably only live to be 90, 95, 96 years old.
So you only have about 30 years left. That's fine. And in those 30 years, all you won't have to do is work for the future generations. Yeah. Hey, that's all we do. It's possible that one of us could be destroyed and not live to see that wonderful future.
Absolutely, man.
But you must keep your eye on the prize. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a saying down south, you know, that sometimes, you know, when you really believe in yourself, you're able to work together to be able to push past the things that are in front of you. You know what I mean? Whenever some kind of magical barrier is put in front of you, you're able to push through to the other side. You're able to traverse that yourself over that barrier. You know, you can find your way to find your way on the other side of that barrier by going over it. Mm-hmm. So you found yourself, you've come to the other side by going over. You know, so you have, you know, so we can always overcome the barriers that we find in front of ourselves.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
we shall overcome.
Yeah.
Yes, well, that's a good way to put it, I suppose.
Would anyone like rooster's feet?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Hello, Jamilis.
Hey, how's it going? What's up? How's it going, man?
I bought you some rooster's feet.
Oh, yeah. You know, hey, you know, I'd love to try some of that.
Would you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
oh.
That's good. That's good. You put some paprika on there?
I did. I made them for you.
Thanks, man.
All right.
You know, you're all right.
You're,
I like you. I like you.
You're that guy.
That dude. He's cool, man. He's always clown. That's cool. I like him.
That's Fangy.
Oh yes, that was the same person
memory
who
gremlin.
Came over
yeah.
before earlier. The memory gremlin.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. I'm into that.
Yeah. Love blooms eternal!
Oh, wait. What is this floating bubble that's coming over to the table?
Oh, probably the results from your test.
Oh, I'm too nervous. I'm too nervous to read it. It's kind of a... It's not a super big bubble. Is that bad? Does that mean...
Oh, it's that horse wish again.
That horse wish?
Thank you for bringing the bubble in, horse wish.
Oh,
get out of
you.
Here. All right. Let me see. I'm unraveling this bubble here.
Good luck, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I just, you know, I want to be a citizen.
Oh, look. A blue stone.
Oh, is that good?
Yes, it means you pass.
Did I pass? I passed.
I was thinking. I mean, you didn't get a green stone, but you got a blue stone. That's pretty good.
Okay, blue is...
Passing.
It's passing.
Passing.
Yes, it's passing.
What is worse than the blue stone?
Oh, well, there's the yellow stone. You definitely don't want that.
Don't want that, man.
You don't want the red stone.
Yeah.
You could have gotten the green stone.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, between that there's the orange stone.
Yeah, orange stone is also the striped stone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The
polka dot stone.
Polka dot stone. Mm-hmm. The pure white stone.
Yeah, yeah. Then there's the sly stone.
The sly stone, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That one comes with a whole family of little stones around it. Mm-hmm. Gosh, what else? You could have gotten the Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. You didn't get that. Those are all better than the blue one, but that doesn't matter. You got a blue one. It's absolutely passing. You've met the bare minimum.
Look, this is not just me. I had so many people help me. This is a Sharon stone. Like, we all are going to share in my appreciation. I'm just glad also that I was able to. It was painful, but I passed that stone.
I love stones.
Yeah, you know.
And I love Sharon stone.
So now I am a citizen of Foon.
No. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. Remember earlier when we talked about how you had to do a trial with a wizard sponsor? Oh, Jamilus, would you be
my wizard sponsor so that I can be a citizen of Foon? I mean, we should all be citizens, right? Why can't we let everyone must get stoned?
But I actually can be your sponsor, man. This is kind of weird. I'm sorry to say this, but to be the wizard sponsor of someone, that person has to also take on all the struggles or be able. Their trial is based on their actual wizard sponsor, and I'm just saying, I'm being honest. I'm the probably worst wizard to possibly partner with because your trial is going to be the worst trial possible.
Oh,
I'm a black wizard, man. It's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. You know, you have to go through a whole like this weird thing. We have to like spend a good 3,000 years, of being oppressed.
Oh, 3,000 years of being oppressed.
Yeah, so only certain people can partner with me. You know, it used to be somebody who has a long lifespan.
Yeah.
And if you're like someone like you, they're going to compress it into the amount of your life. So that's like the three worst years of your life.
Whoa. I was hoping to bang this out by the weekend.
No, man. The other thing that's real weird is that, I'm just being honest right now, they're always trying to take my citizenship away.
Really?
Yeah. Down south, they're always redrawing all the town lines, they're trying to adjust where actual towns start and where towns end.
Uh-huh.
And then, I have to always make sure that I'm always on it, trying to make sure that the right thing goes through. So then I wind up still staying a citizen, I try not to use magic because I don't want to cheat, so to speak.
Sure.
Because that gives them an excuse to be able to take that citizenship away from me.
You got to be better. You got to be better. It's not fair. Yeah. You got to be even better.
Oh, you guys. I brought you some mandarin oranges.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh. Hey, would you maybe want to eat one of these oranges with me?
Oh, sure. They're made for Sharon.
Yeah, there you go. It's like half of this right there. Yeah.
This is cute as a banana.
This is pretty adorable.
Pardon me, I unhinge my jaw and I eat straight through my esophagus.
Look.
That's impressive.
It's gross, but it makes you think.
Oh, I love it.
That was delicious.
No, later on I'm going to make you a whole banquet, girl.
You're a disgusting person. Truly disgusting.
Oh,
look,
come on.
I'm trying to be more supportive of the people around me and the love choices that they're making.
Fine. Well, I suppose Jamilus isn't the proper sponsor for you in this case, so we'll keep looking for a wizard sponsor.
I guess I just want to know a little bit more about this sponsorship system. Look, I don't want to seem like I'm not willing to put in the work, but I've got a lot on my plate. Are there wizards that it would be easier for me to have them as a sponsor?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, depends on the power they have, too. Also, the power's involved.
Yeah. Like Usador, I know you can't be my sponsor, but what does it mean when you sponsor someone? What kind of trials do they have to go through?
Oh, it's like a revolving door. You're just in.
God damn it. Just another way that it was a mistake for me to be your friend.
What do you mean?
Nothing. You're a good friend.
Oh, I made you an extra helping of meatloaf.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Really, I'm gonna continue to eat this other food, but I appreciate that you made it.
Well, you're welcome.
It's the making it that counts.
Do you serve that meatloaf at your restaurant?
The restaurant burned down.
What?
Or it fell into the swamp. What happened
We've
to
forgotten.
it?
We've forgotten.
It's gone.
I think it came back, but we prefer to think that it didn't.
Yes, unfortunately, it's gone now.
Look, I will pretend that I like Tussidor, but I will not pretend that I like Juju Chow. I will not. My friendship only goes so fucking far. Look, I can only do so much, and Chun is not here, and he can love whoever he wants to love, but I will fucking not. I will not. I will not accept Juju Chow. And I'm realizing that is also your storyline. And I'm sorry, Isidore. I apologize for really ranting about this in front
of you. If you're only going to have one emotional outburst on this podcast ever, don't waste it on this.
No, Juju Chow is the worst. It is the worst thing that has ever happened.
Fine.
And I am including.
How dare you?
I am including the Dark Lord fucking coming in and prisoning the whole town and making us have like some more low energy episodes for the beginning of season two.
Whoa!
Oh, this food looks so good. Thank you, Jamilis.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
Tussidor, I'm sorry I said all those things about Tussidor.
I'm sorry I got upset. Also, thank you.
Thank you, Jamilis,
for helping us.
It's all right.
Sometimes you just need some good home cooking.
Yeah.
Really puts things in perspective, you know? The world out there is calamitous and dangerous. Mm-hmm. But truly, all that matters is the love between the people that we know, our friends, our family, those dearest to us.
Mm-hmm. You can always count on that person.
That dude.
I'm sure embarrassing us in front of, like, the best wizard.
It's all right, man. It's cute. It's kind of cute.
I gotta go. Well, Jamilis, thank you so much. It's great to see you again. And most importantly, thank you for all the good work that you're doing to help fight the Dark Lord. Look, we're also doing that. Like, technically, we're working with the Dark Lord to defeat the Void, but we're secretly, like, trying to stop the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
My arm is the key.
Yeah. Your arm is the key, blah, blah, blah.
I just gotta say, be careful, man. You know, just be careful.
Oh, I will be. But what gives you reason to give me pause?
You gotta know your history, or your history will come back and bite you in the ass.
Ooh, I like that. I'm going to read a lot of history books this week.
All right. Well, speaking of reading, I'm going to read an email. You know, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one I got recently. Hello, Arnie, Chunt, Isidor, and any guest who might read this. I am pregnant, and my unborn baby is already a huge fan of your show. That's what I like to hear. We don't know the gender yet, but we are hoping for a human. So, my question is, if you could suggest some nice Funian names that might work for a human. Many thank yous. Maja from Sweden. I think it's Maja. M-A-J-A from Sweden. Isidor, Jamilis, do you guys know any good Funian names that might work for a human?
Well, yes, I know a number of Funian names that I think are really good. I really like Dumb Bipple.
Dumb Bipple?
Yeah, Dumb Bipple's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I like Burlsnap.
Burlsnap?
Burlsnap's nice. Mm-hmm. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Oh, hey, guys. Are you talking about baby names?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I got a really good name. What about Lightning Cratch?
Lightning Cratch?
Crotch.
I'm sorry. How did I not hear that? I feel like I almost always hear the dirty version of things, but somehow this time I didn't.
That is a good one. I like Concrete.
Concrete?
Yes, it's a good, solid Foonish name.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like Hank on Your World.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Billy Yum Yum 2x2.
Billy Yum Yum 2x2.
I like Ergo Baby.
Ergo Baby?
Yeah.
I like Four Stones.
Four Stones.
Yeah. But it's kind of weird because you have to say, Four Stones!
I like the name Two Chains.
Two Chains? Okay, this is starting to seem like math to me a little bit.
I mean, you did that test, right?
I did, and I passed. Is there any chance that they, like, would mess up on my score?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm sure it went through a number of magical revisions and checks to make sure that you got the proper score. They don't do this thing willy-nilly.
Okay.
Oh, I also like the name Hearts Rent-A-Car.
What's that again?
Hearts Rent-A-Car.
Is that a boy's name or a girl's name?
It works for both.
Oh, perfect. Well, Maya, we've given you a lot of name options. I would suggest some. You know how it is? Like, you just always associate the name with the person. So, like, you know, I could suggest, like, you name your baby Fleek or... Fucking philosophy guy. Or a character that's still alive.
Otok is a name. Activia.
Oh, Activia, yeah.
You could just name her or him makeup artist.
Oh, makeup artist. Germ was her name, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is her name. She's still around.
I don't know.
Oh, I think she died.
Oh, no.
No. We'll find
out.
Well,
I hope not.
We'll add that to the list. Save Otok. Find out if Germ is alive.
Well, I don't get emails because I think it's stupid. But I am on Twitter, at UsadorTheBlue. And just recently, from the time you heard this, maybe a month has passed. But it is worth going back and looking at a terrible battle I engaged in that I clearly won against my old frenemus. My friend nemesis, Spintax the Green. One of our fair listeners, at Dunwich Joy, asked us a simple question. I was gifted some magically prepackaged and edible rocks. Safe to eat? ? And then there was a second ? But no sentence in between. This prompted both Spintax and I to respond and to battle each other to the finish. A battle which I clearly won. If you're interested in going back and reading that Twitter exchange, it's now a moment on Twitter.
Yeah, and know that Usador and Spintax fight to the finish because they eat their spinach.
That's right. I think. What?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I just reference things that I just bubble up from the back of my brain.
Oh, okay.
What if Blorth the Brown was my sponsor? Like, what would I have to do for that?
Clean up the puke that he's probably sitting in? I don't know.
Ugh. All right, I was given this special wizard contacting stone.
What?
I'm going to throw it in the air. Oh. I don't want to do this because I feel like she doesn't like me, but I want to be a citizen.
Wait. All right. I didn't know you had that stone. Who are you going to contact?
Oh, it's just your girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know we haven't spoken in quite a while.
Oh, wait. Really?
Well, I don't talk about her too much anymore, do I?
I guess not. Oh, no. Usador, I'm sorry. Did you guys break up?
No.
Just stop talking. You don't even know.
She ghosted on me.
Oh.
I think she's literally a ghost.
You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern, because I guess your CD of young wolves being slowly pushed into a food processor is at the cleaners. Usador was played by Matt Young. Shunt was played by Adol Rafai. Jamalus the Mauve was played by special guest Anthony LeBlanc. Anthony is a Second City Main Stage alum, and you can see him perform Monday nights with Dynasty at IO Chicago. Fangy Yelly the Memory Gremlin was played by Sarah Maher, as well as Martin Wilson, the human embodiment of that emoji that looks like it's crying except the tear is coming from its forehead. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Trisha, I'm gonna go look for Craig. You finish up here. It'll be like when they throw babies into a pool and they swim. Except this time there's no water in the pool. Carry on.
Okay, sir. I really hope you find him. And if you find him, I hope he looks totally normal. So, just read this stuff. Okay. You can do it. Okay. The Hello from the Magic Tavern logo is by Allard Laban, and the theme song by Andy Poland. I hope I pronounced those names right. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Do you want more Magic Tavern? Offices and Bosses Season 2 is currently in full swing on Stitcher Premium. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/magic and use the promo code MAGIC. Travis McElroy was on last week's episode, and here's a clip from this week's upcoming episode with Momo the Mouse with Human Strength. What? That's crazy. That's, like, so funny because it's, like, something that probably wouldn't happen because mouses are small. And then I was just like, what will they think of next?
Since I'm in badger form, I can use my sense of smell to track. But that being said, there is, how do I put this politely? There is someone in the tavern emanating a very powerful odor.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of,
yeah.
He
Okay. That's kind of muting my abilities, so.
Let's not bring it up to Usador.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense to.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
What's this?
Arnie, there's been several days where I've been sitting next to you the whole day and you haven't noticed.
Really? The whole day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, you mumble some stuff to yourself when you're alone.
Oh, ooh, details.
Oh.
Just like, oh, man. Oh, man. Ah.
That sounds like me.
Such self-frustration.
Oh, man.
Okay, so don't forget, you can get a free month on StitcherPremium.com/magic and use the promo code MAGIC. Oh my god, I did it. Trisha, you did it. You did it, and you did it well, I think. Oh god, did I do it well? Oh man, Trisha, you really gotta work on your self-confidence.